An anonymous young man unleashes a campaign of vengeance against the corrupt leaders who murdered his mother and continue to systematically victimize the poor and powerless. This is Monkey Man, released in April 2024. I watched this movie the day after the opening night. There were quite a few people in the theater. The film stars Dev Patel as Kid, Charlto Copley as Tiger, Petobash as Alfonso. If I had to give the movie a quick plot synopsis, I would say this is the Indian version of John Wick. They even mentioned John Wick at least one time. John Wick was mentioned. So what you had is, instead of seeking vengeance for the lost dog, he was actually seeking vengeance for his mother, who was murdered by a corrupt leader, as described in the synopsis. This film was action-packed, and I think it got its name, at least in part, because the way the kid in the film, they call him Kid, he's not a kid, but the way he would have these fights, almost like MMA fights, and he wore a monkey mask. I think that's why the film was named Monkey Man. These were brutal MMA style fights where it didn't seem like there were any rules applied. Now, that's where he got his physicality from, was all these fights. And once he became big and strong enough, he decided to go after and avenge his mom's death. And so this film was action-packed because the corrupt leader that he was going after had all these henchmen and that worked for him, and these people, it seemed like an endless barrage of people that would protect him. Kid would have to fight them all. There were backstories to the film, and it was leading up, because you didn't initially know that he was avenging his mom's death, and so they were showing snippets here and there of what happened and why he was so full of anger. Now, unfortunately, these tidbits took around 35, 40 minutes to tell that part of the story, which was, in my opinion, too long. This film stretches 2 hours and 1 minute. I really think this should have been about 1 hour and 45, 1.5 hours max. Also, those slow points of the film were injected in between the exciting action scenes, which I thought carried this film. And I thought if there was more of those action scenes and less of the slower scenes, this would have been just the perfect mix, and it would have been up there with John Wick. But it falls just a little short of being that good. But I did really enjoy Monkey Man and watching Kid try to avenge his mother's death. I would give Monkey Man 4 stars. I recommend you check it out.